A group of prominent anti-government figures in Syria have warned that the opposition is experiencing a worsening crisis. They've called for the restructuring of the so-called National Coalition. They've blamed the current crisis within the opposition on what they call the hegemony of Arab and regional players. More than 10 people have been killed in a car bombing in the Syrian capital of Damascus. Several others have been also injured in the attack that hit Rukn al-Din area. There is also a material damage to the nearby shops and apartments. Activist group American Muslims for Palestine has launched a new outdoor advertising campaign in 25 subway stations in New York. The ad, which criticizes U.S. aid to Israel, will run for 4 weeks before moving to other cities across the U.S. North Korea threatens to strike the U.S. mainland, Hawaii, and Guam as it puts its military on combat-ready status. The announcement comes days after South Korea and the U.S. signed a new pact providing for joint military response to what they call provocative action by the North. The UN Secretary General calls for a peacekeeping mission to be established in Mali. Ban Ki-moon has proposed that the African force already deployed there be converted into a UN peacekeeping mission. He made the proposal in a report to the 15-member UN Security Council. Italian Foreign Minister Giulio Terzi has quit his post to protest the government's decision to repatriate two Marines to India to stand trial. New Delhi has accused the Marines of killing two fishermen in 2012. However, the two said they mistook the fishermen for pirates. Hundreds of protesters have held a demonstration outside Egypt's Supreme Court in the capital, Cairo. They demand the dismissal of Prosecutor General Talat Abdullah. Abdullah had summoned five political activists over their alleged involvement in last week's violent clashes in Cairo's Muqattam district. The activists are now banned from traveling. Polish Prime Minister Donald Tusk says his country, that is, will greatly benefit from joining the European Union. This as surveys show most of the country's 38 million population would vote no in a referendum on Poland's accession to the bloc. Tusk had previously shied away from a vote on adopting the euro.